techno.
Hardcore. Hardstyle.
You are listening to
Hardcat Hip.
How old were you when you started mixing and playing hard music? What is your background and how did you discover hard music?
Okay, so I started making music when I was about 11 or 12 years old. I just finished my primary school and I used to listen to people like Angerfist and Headhunters. But that music was too hard to make for me because I was still beginning. I was really young. I couldn't make much music. But then I started making more like trance music, side trance, big room house music. And then I only started making hard dance music about maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I started making hard style. Yeah. So yeah, I could say my background is like trance music. It's really much comes from trance music. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And your latest EP is Time Machine. And do you develop an interest for science fiction and history?
Yes, definitely. So I went to university. I studied engineering at university. So I love my science fiction. I've always grown up with science fiction shows and movies. So it's just comes naturally to me. And I feel like the Time Machine EP kind of puts together science fiction and history into a like nicely packed little little piece of music. So yeah, I do have a strong passion for science.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sorry for that.
It's okay.
Yeah, the weather in Toulouse, sorry. So has it been a risky challenge to release singles that mix different genres such as acid-tech, psychobilly? Do people enjoy this that kind of mix?
You said that really well.
I know.
It's a hard word to say.
It's
pronounced psychobilly.
Okay.
Psychobilly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty risky doing that because a lot of people have no idea what that stuff is. So when you're going to be doing that, you have to kind of introduce it to a way that's digestible for the listener. But at the end of the day, people like hearing new stuff. You know, people get bored of the same thing. So if you do new stuff, like, bring in new genres and all that, people really like it. That's what I found, at least. Yeah, because I've been doing it quite a lot. And it's never been bad. It's always been good. I've always incorporating drum and bass house, trance music, acid house, whatever. And people just really like it. Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. And you and Diesel will play at the Gearbox scene from the Dream Files Festival in Mexico. Will it be your first time in this country?
Yeah, definitely. So this is a really cool opportunity for all the Gearbox guys. We're all really pumped about this because it feels like a bit of a, almost like a world tour kind of thing, going to like the other side of the country, like other side of the world, to Mexico to play. And, you know, all us Gearbox guys are really close together. We're like a nice little family. So we're all like really excited for this event. It's going to be really good, especially in Mexico. The Mexican scene, they love hardstyle. They love it. So it should be really good.
Yeah. Enjoy the trip to Mexico then.
Yeah, definitely. I want to go to Cancun.
Okay, so last month you played a DEF CON 1. How would you describe this experience?
Yeah, DEF CON. That was a really, really special experience for me. I didn't think I was going to be playing DEF CON this early in my kind of career because coming from Australia, it's a bit hard because we're so isolated from everything in Australia. And to get that opportunity in Netherlands is such a special thing, and it went perfectly. It was absolutely packed for the whole set. It was so full, and I saw people just being so happy there that I've never met before. All these people from all over the world were there, and it's just awesome to feel like coming from Australia to there and playing my own music, and people know it. It's just crazy. It's a really good feeling. So it was definitely the highlight of my whole trip so far. Yet.
And also you have played in several events in Australia. You can tell us about the Australian crowd, the atmosphere in the hardcore scene, and how different is it from Europe, from here?
Yeah, so now coming and playing in Europe, you can pretty much tell straight away that people here have been doing it for a long, long time. And they are, I don't want to say they're spoiled over here, but they definitely, they have the good stuff here. We're in Australia, we have like one festival every 6-7 months, so it's pretty hard over there in Australia. But it's really good vibes there. The thing is, whenever an artist from here comes to Australia to play, they have the best time because they're the most crazy people in Australia. They just take everything. They love everything there. So, it's a good crowd. It's a good crowd.
Okay. And so far, what are your best experiences in your European tour?
Yeah, like I said before, definitely DEF CON. Meeting all these new people, meeting all these new artists. I've gone to a couple of houses to do some collaborations with some artists that I've been looking up to for a long time. So keep an eye out for that. Just meeting all these new people that I've been talking to like online for a couple of years, but meeting them here is just different. Yeah, it's really cool. So definitely that, just meeting everyone.
And talking about your upcoming event, what are you expecting the most?
What's the question, sir?
Yes, about your upcoming events.
Yeah, upcoming events. So there's a really good event in Australia actually this October. It's called Knockout, and it's a really, really big festival in Australia. And Diesel and I, we're both playing at it. A lot of European people, but that's something I'm really keen for. And then in October, I have a lot of upcoming shows in Germany, Netherlands, everywhere in Scotland. So October this year is going to be really good, and I'll be coming back for a while. And then I'll have to see if I'm staying or if I'm going to go back to Australia. I don't know yet, but yeah. That's the plans for the future.
Okay, cool. For you, Andrew, the person, what are your hobbies besides hard music? I don't know if you take hard music as a hobby or as a job.
Yeah.
In fact, but we would love to know what are your hobbies.
Yeah, so my hobbies are pretty much, it's hard now because I do really enjoy learning. Like I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to, learning about stuff. I love my, just going to university and like learning like programming, a lot of coding for computers and stuff like that. I really like doing that stuff in my spare time. I don't know if you call that a hobby, but it's just, yeah, interesting stuff to me. I like learning about mathematics and physics and all that stuff. Yeah, it's a bit of a shit hobby, isn't it? Fucking. I just realized how much stupid I sounded. I like physics for my hobby.
You have been playing in so many parties. What is your best party memory?
Best party memory.
So far,
yeah. It's been a lot. It's hard because all my party memories have come from like Australia. That's where most of them are. So I got to say playing at Epic, a HSU event last December was probably like my best memory of all, because that was the first time I played to like a crowd of like nearly 15,000 people. And that's when it kind of like hit me, being like, this just feels right. You know, this, I had this like moment of clarity up on stage that I've never felt before with anything else. So I think that's been my best memory with to do with music and parties. Yeah.
Okay. And so as a song that you like as a guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure. So it's a good one, because I was talking about this with Diesel the other day. There's this genre called textile. And it's like jump style music. It's horrible. It's horrible, horrible music. But it's so bad that it sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. But I also do like, I love my jazz music and my Spanish music as well. That's my guilty pleasures there. Because I don't listen to much hard style. It's not my cup of tea anymore.
Yeah.
Just the classics, really.
Okay. From hardcore to classics.
Yeah, just the classics, like all the Headhunters stuff back in the day, TNT.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's been 24 hours since you've been here in Toulouse.
Yeah.
Did you learn any French words?
Yeah.
French?
Oh yeah, I know one sentence, but I don't know if I should say it. It's pretty bad.
Yeah,
can I say it? Sure. Don't say it? Nah, okay. I'll try. I'll do it. It's, it pretty much says, Jebo de buffet. El cool. El cool.
Okay, so cool. Interesting to learn that for the first time. Okay, cool.
That's all I've learned. I don't know if I said that properly, but that's
okay, cool then.
That's all I know. That's all I know. I don't even know how to say hello. Well, that is how I say hello.
But okay, so it's actually a good opportunity to get to know to Andrex as a person.
Thank you
for that.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I had a good time. Looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Bye. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Pandemonium. the return of the kick drum mafia. You got a click, but I bet they won't die for ya. It's the return of the kick drum mafia. You got a click, but I bet they won't die for ya. I'm bustin' lend it, go hard, full Armageddon. Drop, explode like a nuclear weapon. Together, we make more noise than heavy metal. Welcome to the fucking next level.
Thank you. full of it.
Things to one another. We need to hear things.
to stop being so pleasant. I'm sorry, not everything needs to sound so goddamn clever or charming or likable all the time. Establish once again that there is a huge comet headed towards Earth. And for God's sake, take a fucking picture of it. What other proof do we need?
No f**k that. Bustle like an addict with a semi-automatic. Who'd have had it and he ready for anybody to buck back. Hold on, catch a vibe. Ain't no way in hell we leaving nobody alive. Even suicide, no f**k. Bustle like an addict with a static, with a static, with a static, with a semi-automatic. Who'd have bustle like an addict. You know what I'm about and I dare you to test. Not a single one of you motherfuckers are
Bustle again, out of good. Bustle again, out of good. Bustle again, out of good. automatic with a semi-automatic. Nobody alive, even suicide. Step. Step. Hustle like an addict with a semi-automatic. Nobody alive, even suicide, no fuck that. Hustle like an addict with a semi-automatic. Nobody alive, even suicide, no fuck that. Go to catch a vibe, ain't no way you're heavy, even nobody alive, even suicide, no fuck that. Hustle like an addict with a semi-automatic. Nobody alive, even suicide, no fuck that.
Thank you. balls, big Fuck bitches to the rhythm. fucking idiots.
I can't.
Shout it, shout it, shout it, shout it. I'm